God's law given to be a blessing, February 7, to be a strength to all nations. Thy God hath commanded thy strength. Strengthen, O God, that which thou hast wrought for us. Psalm 68:28. God's laws were not alone for the Jewish nation. The moral law was given before the people called Jews were in existence. The law of 10 commandments was of universal obligation. The sacrificial ordinances were devised to represent the one great sacrifice, the Lamb of God that was to take away the sin of the world and in behalf of the transgressor meet the requirements of divine justice. The Lord would not have his people exclusive. Christ's delegated messengers are to proclaim the gospel of his grace to all nations, tongues, and people. We are to make it known that the great advocate is given audience to the whole world. The Jewish church was called to be God's representative to an apostate world. And in order to fulfill this mission, the Jewish people were to maintain their own existence as a nation, distinct from all the idolatrous nations upon the earth. They were to stand in the world, maintaining their peculiar and holy character. They could maintain their own spirituality by doing that which Adam and Eve failed to do, by rendering obedience to all the commandments of God, and in their characters representing God's mercy, goodness, compassion, and love. Thus, in excellence of character, they could stand above every other nation, for through a pure and obedient people, the Lord would manifest his rich blessings. Thus, the principles of the laws governing his kingdom were to be exalted throughout the world, just as surely as they responded to the mercy, the light, the grace given, they would become the light of the world. They would be constantly directing attention to God as a wise, faultless, supreme ruler, and the praise of God would be in all the earth. The Lord is our God, and he has the same purpose in regard to his believing, loyal people today.